We're going to be activating, amplifying, and deepening your intuition. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take the next 10 or 15 minutes and clear your calendar. Get rid of any distractions. Get really comfortable. Get paper and pen. And get a drink of water. And as you're doing these things, just be thinking about success and relationships and money. So now that you've gotten those things and you've gotten comfortable, there are no distractions, you've set this time for you. You want to go in, you want to close your eyes, and you want to start breathing. However you breathe, beautifully, naturally, in your gorgeous rhythm of breathing, at your pace, that is comfortable for you. I just want you to focus on your breath for a moment. And as you do, I'd like you to notice that as you breathe in, you're receiving. And as you breathe out, you're releasing. And that happens every single moment, every single day without you even thinking of it. So as you're getting your mind wrapped down around that and focusing on your breath, really opening up to the meaning of it, to the energetic pace of it, to the fueling of it as it oxygenates your blood and gives you and sustains life every single moment. I'd like you to also become aware of your body. How are you sitting? Hear your heart beating. Feel your belly. Feel your hips. Feel your feet or legs on the floor. And really, as you do this, notice that you're quieting. Notice that there's a little bit of calm, a little bit of peace. This is where your intuition resides. This is how you can access it. And so we want to set the intention of activating, amplifying, and deepening it. And we are going to be going down the chakras, and we are going to be going through the body. We are going to be going through the auric layers because we want you to really be able to fuel your intentions around success, relationship, and money. So let's open up that soul star, which is about a foot and a half above your head. Let's welcome in your intuition, your connection to the universe. Let's open up that crown chakra on the top of your head and that third eye in the middle of your forehead and your throat going down into your heart. We're going to spend just a second in your heart just recognizing that this is your opening. This is where your wisdom resides. This is where you connect to yourself and to the world. Hello, heart. It's been a while, maybe. Then let's go down to that solar plexus, which is right underneath the diaphragm. Go down into the sacral, which is 2 inches below your belly button. And go into that right hip for masculine energy and doing and producing and focusing. Let's go into that left hip for that feminine energy, for that receiving, for that knowing, for that being, the creating. Open them up wide and go down into the root chakra, right at the perineum, and then go right down into the earth chakra, which is about a foot and a half below your feet. Now you've opened up the channel of power, of success, of abundance, of love, because you've opened up the channel between heaven, the divine, and earth. And it happens through your chakra system. So we can intentionally set that opening to be awakened, alivened, amplified and energized, then deepened and expanded. So as we drink up safety, support, actuation, production from the earth, we breathe that up through the soles of our feet, through our ankles, our knees, our hips, diaphragm, chest cavity, shoulders, elbows, wrists, out our hands, coming back up the arms, once again through the joints, the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, coming up into our neck, to our jawline, up into our brain center, nerve center, awakening all of our nerves, really activating our desires and our passions, our intentions. Going into our sensory of hearing and tasting and smelling and seeing. Going up into the heaven, beautifully up through that crown chakra, up into the soul star. Coming down again, being open up and imagining all of our nerve centers, like just opening up and activating. And really saying yes. We are saying yes to our intuition. We are saying yes to our definition and our intention for success, our intention for relationship, and our intention for money. Really opening ourselves up for that. To receive, to ask, to receive, to ask. Feel how that rhythm goes with your breath. Beautifully, easily, simply, and in the present moment. Now I want you to think about what your intention is, or intentions are for success. What does it mean for you? Let's picture it in your mind's eye. Let's feel it in your heart. And let's plant it in your belly to plant it and walk it into the world. Next, I want you to do this about relationship. Love or business or casual or with the world, with your community and followers. Every layer of relationship, what are your intentions? Would you like them to be easy, powerful, productive? Positive. Let's set the intention for positive. Once again, envisioning those in your mind's eye, feeling them and fueling them in your heart, and really embodying them in your belly, and then walking them in the world with your feet. Envision yourself shaking hands with people, welcoming them into your world. Loving them, feeling that sense of beautiful belonging, acceptance, being cherished. Now let's think about money. Let's envision money in your life. Let's picture whatever your money number is. Picture that in your mind's eye. Now we're going to triple it. I'm going to fuel it with your heart and open yourself up to the possibility. Yes. Absolutely, of course. Bring that down into your belly and it's already here. And then envision it in your world and in your life and how it can improve your life and impact it. Gorgeous. Simple. Let's go into our intuition. A full acceptance of this is absolute. So really deepen that feeling from your third eye, down your heart, into your belly, really opening up, really, really stepping into that deepening of your intuition. Let's plant like in the earth and really deepen. And as we do that, we can see in Orion's Eye us expanding through our auric layers, starting with the physical, then the etheric, then the emotional, then the mental, and then the spiritual, out into the world. Through the connective web, we're sending our signal out for our intentions around success, relationship, and money. As we do, I want you to bring your focus back to your breath. I want you to return to that rhythmic breathing in, receiving, breathing out, releasing anything that's not serving you, anything that's standing in your way. Breathing in for receiving, this time breathing out with those intentions and putting them, fueling them in the world. I want you to take another nice deep breath in, really fortifying this, being connected to the spirit world, being connected to the earthly realm, being connected to you, centered, balanced, grounded, opening yourself up to the yes around success, relationship, and money. As you do, I want you to return to the chair that you're sitting on, or the couch, or the floor, feeling your buttocks on the ground or in the chair, feeling your back being supported, feeling your body, feeling your feet and your hands, maybe curling and moving your wrists and your feet, maybe rolling your shoulders, rolling your neck as you come back fully into this space. You are fully grounded, centered and balanced, feeling revitalized, awakened, and connected. We're going to thank the universe. We're going to thank the earth. We're going to thank you. We're going to thank success, relationships, and money as we open our eyes and come fully back to this space in this moment. As you do, I'd like you to take a drink of water. Write down anything that came to you, any feelings that you had, any information that came in, any number. And just take the next few moments and just allow this space to be open and allow the yes to stand. Coming back fully, being fully filled with gratitude, thanking your intention, and making the commitment to come back to this at any time.